this.
Hopefully. My name is Skylar. I'm 21 years old. Today is November 29th, 2019. I am speaking with Molly Gary, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Marietta, Georgia. Okay. How did you and Grandpa meet?
We were both in college, and I was at Emory, and he was at Georgia Tech. And there was a fraternity event called Sigma Chi Derby Day. So the Georgia
Tech. We do that on campus at Sanford.
Mm-hmm. So the Georgia Tech Sigma Chi's were over at the Emory Sigma Chi's. And I had been out with a couple of other guys at Tech, and they introduced me to John.
Oh, fun. What was my dad like growing up? What are some of your favorite stories about him?
Oh, my goodness. There's a long list of stories associated with Christopher. First of all, he was our second child. When he was born, I could assure you he was smiling. He didn't cry in the, you know, delivery room, and the doctor just held him up, and he's like, okay, what's next? He was the best baby. He was always happy, always had a smile. His probably one of the best stories was his love of animals. And there were many stories associated with that. But one was he was determined he was going to turn a possum into a pet. So he would capture them in live traps and put leashes on them. And generally they got away, but they're very dirty, very nasty, very mean animals. Well, one Sunday morning we got up to go to church, and our bedroom was basically in the third story of the house. And we looked out, and there is a possum hanging from a tree. So we immediately had to go get Christopher and had a friend over, and our older son, Shane. And we had to let my husband hold on to Shane and lean over the deck with a broomstick with a saw on the end to cut the rope that the possum was hanging on. And Christopher and his friend were down below with a blanket ready to catch him when he fell. So he fell eventually. And when he didn't get up, so we thought he was probably dead. Well, after a little while, he got up and walked off. The possum did.
Really?
That ended the turning possums into pets.
Oh, that's funny. Can you tell me a story when they were born? Can you describe the moment when you first saw them? You kind of said that earlier.
Yeah, he was just such a happy, chunky baby. Mm-hmm. Weighed 8 pounds and 5 ounces. And just, you're talking about your daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was just happy. He was just always happy.
That's good. If you could hold on to one memory for your life forever, which would it be?
Having children, the birth of a child was such a miracle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was the longest out of the three?
Shane.
Really? First one?
Your daddy, Christopher, was the shortest.
Okay.
And then Emily was in the middle in terms of how long it took.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about someone you always remember?
Wow. There's a lot of people I will always remember. Your daddy, of course. My father was a character. He was a type A, driven. I will never forget him. Your great-grandma and grandpa, mama and papa, were so special. And just, you knew from the minute you met them that they were Christians and they were love, and they exemplified their Christian life. And Papa and I used to go out to his wood shop and build things together. And he was just a happy and just a sweet, sweet, sweet man. Mm-hmm. And Mama was the same.
Can you tell me about the person who has been the kindest to you in your life?
That would probably be Mama. I mean, she just didn't. She always wanted to do for you, do for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
My children and my grandchildren.
Oh, sweet.
It's especially this one right here. Skylar was my first grandchild.
Yes. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
To listen to what other people have to say. To put your desires in second place sometime. That it makes me feel good to help other people. That you just can't always look at somebody and think you know what they're thinking or doing or what their background is. You just have to try to accept them as they are.
I like that. That's a lot. Can you tell me about someone who has the biggest influence on your life and what lesson did that person teach you?
Wow. There's a lot of people that have a lot of... There's different spheres of influence. There's the sphere of family life. There's the sphere of work. And the sphere of church. I guess I would say in the sphere of family life, it would almost have to be my husband, because he's a very good man, like his parents. And sometimes he's can drive me nuts. But he really was a big influence in me coming to Christ. And I will always thank him for that.
I didn't know that. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Just being with my children. I mean, it was so much fun. And then my grandchildren. Oh, my goodness. Skylar spent a lot of time with us when she was growing up. And she'd spend the night with us, and then I'd take her back home in the mornings. But we would have this CD that would play that my best friend is a sky blue catfish. I still have the CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we would sing that all the way over. I will never forget you playing in the pantry, and you'd sit up so straight and just have the best time playing with the cans. And yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah. So that's the end of the questions, but I want to know about my famous ancestor.
Oh, yes. So we have a very famous person in our family. My maiden name was Johnston, with a T, and General Joseph E. Johnston, who was a Confederate general, was my great-great, I don't have any great uncle.
Okay.
And he was a big influence in the Civil War. And now, if you go to Kennesaw Mountain in near Marietta, there's a big museum that had some of his clothes. And he was a very big, I'm not a history person, mm-hmm. but he's had a big thing there. And one thing that was funny about that was we were Johnston with the T. And I looked at all the stuff they had in this little gift shop, and one of the things had Johnson with no T. So I told the person working there, the park ranger, I said, "It's not a big issue, but next time you order these, could you get the T put in?" And she said, "Oh, we're going to take those down right now." But anyway, I don't know much about the history, but he was...
I mean, I remember learning about him in school. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting mm-hmm. to now know that I'm related to him.
That's right. You are. Claim it. And there's a town called Johnstonville on the 75 going south. Mm-hmm. And that's where my father was raised.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It was fun. And I went back to see that house a few years ago and was able to go in and walk around and see the stairs where we used to go up and play and things.
That was fun. All right.